Flavors of Knowledge is a bilingual podcast focusing on gastronomic education in relation to a healthy lifestyle through food first. Our philosophy carries a moral obligation of sharing sensible knowledge to generate social awareness. Podcasts are in English with an accent and Italian.
Welcome back, dear friends. I'm Chef Walter, and this is Flavors of Knowledge. In this episode, we'll talk about spices integrated into the Venetian cuisine through time. Venice is a romantic, beloved city that travelers throughout the world embrace for its architecture, the arts, its lifestyle, the cuisine, and the famous carnival, which occurs every February. The city is in the Veneto region, northeast Italy, and constantly moving because the territory seems to be sinking every year, thus making the city a candidate for high waters pretty much a normality. But the Venetians don't get discouraged and continue their lives almost indifferent. When it comes to food, however, Veneto is the second Italian region after Emilia-Romagna for the number of certified food products. As many as 21 DOP and IGP are from one of the seven provinces of the Veneto. A natural predisposition to quality is also reflected in the culinary traditions, enriched over the centuries by ingredients from the four corners of the world, thanks to the commercial role of the Venetian Republic, the main point of exchange between Europe and the Far East. Venice was the emporium of the European spices. Spices had a prominent role in regional cuisine. They were as well as an effective preservative for a large number of foods, also a precious ingredient capable of enhancing simple foods. The function of Venice to the opening of Europe's gastronomic culture was really important. The contact of the Serenissima, as it was identified, with a culture that faced the Mediterranean, Africa, and Asia, was an important vehicle for the import of spices throughout Europe. In the 5th century, Venice unloaded from the ships coming from the Levantine countries about 5,000 tons of spices, such as pepper, ginger, saffron, cinnamon, nutmeg, mace, cloves, coriander, and many others. The first to mention the important role of Venice was the Latin writer and diplomat Flavius Cassiodorus in the trade mission to the newly born community in 537 AD, who described the eating habits based only on seafood. In year 1000, after developing the maritime trade with the East and the Crusades, Venice became a kind of a global bazaar where merchants from all over Europe came to buy pepper, cinnamon, saffron, sugar, cloves, and other flavors, which rich men seemed eager to use to season their tasteless meats. The Venetian fleet, with its cocche, or bulging ships, sent 120 men and 30 horses over to the land of the Crusades and brought home their holds full of merchandises like spices, silk, brocades, pearls, and perfumes. Products such as food drugs, as they were known at the time, were hard to find, and their consumption or exhibition became of a kind of a status symbol. In those years, the sacchetti venetis, translated into Venetian bags, were very famous. They consisted of a mixture of fragrant spices, and they were sold by the spezieri. They were brought by Venetian merchants at very high prices and were left in heritage together with the family jewels. The various ethnic groups that made up the population of Venice left a definitive mark in the refined and detailed cooking of the Serenissima. Venice welcomed ingredients and food components of the civilization with which it traded, and it reworked them in its own way, spreading them everywhere. Rice with raisins, gnocchi with breadcrumbs, goose salami and ears of Amman, a kind of galani folded on themselves, and also the combination of rice with vegetable, which comes from the mixture of various cuisines, such as the Jewish. The Armenians left us a particular dish, rice cooked in milk, sprinkled with cinnamon and sugar. And sugar itself was spread from Venice across Europe. Around the year 1000, the Templar Knights imported it from Cyprus and Crete, increasing the production in the Veneto interland, so much so that, little by little, honey was replaced by the sweet element. At the beginning, it was only used for pharmaceutical reasons, from the period to use of the candy and the tablets, which were given only to important people. As time went by, the production of the sweet and wonderful element became the pivot of an art in which Venice touched unbelievable peaks. Famous and elaborate sugar sculptures were performed, not only by skilled confectioners, but the decorations were treated by important artists such as Sansovino and also the famed Canova. Famous was the surprise demonstration in 1574 to a young Henry, heir to the French throne and son of Catherine de' Medici. At the time, the court of France was one of the finest and most representative in Europe. In the great council hall of the Doge's palace, a banquet was all set up, and everything was made out of sugar, from the tablecloths to the ornaments and the statues that adorned the room, and the famous Sansovino participated to the preparation with his sketches, together with the famous and fantastic Venetian scaletteri, the amazing confectioners. Their work so amazing, and all the furnishing, the tablecloths and even the napkins, looked so real that the prince sat down at the table, convinced to start the banquet, and realized that it was all made with sugar when the napkin crumbled in his hands. And so, dear friends, this is all about this episode. I would like to thank Monica Cesarato from Venice, Italy, for the content. She is a food blogger, a culinary guide in Venice, and a cooking instructor giving cooking classes with Cook in Venice in Mira near Venice. Her information will be listed on the description page. I also invite you to follow Flavors and Knowledge on your preferred podcast platform. And if you get a chance, tune in to our videocast News You Can Eat 24 on YouTube under the Chef Walter Cooking School search. Not much more left to add to this episode. If you are on occasion as I do, always keep your eyes on the fire. And thanks for listening. Ciao, ciao.
Flavors and Knowledge is brought to you by Chef Welch's Cooking School in Cranston, Rhode Island. For classes, workshops, events, and programs, please visit our website at chefwelcherscookingschool.com. For all other services offered by Chef Walter's Food Group, check out our main website, chefwalter.com.